think, well, it's 10 o'clock this morning. I'll be back home by 11. A lot of times it's 12:30 or 1 before I get back. People stopping you on the street and asking you questions.
Well, that's what happens to you when you become a figure in town.
That's right. I guess that's the essence.
Figure and fixture.
It's surprising that people will stop and ask you for information regarding buildings. Uh-huh. What do I have to do on this, or what do I have to do to get this, or things like that. And people, a lot of them, I wouldn't even know them as far as that's concerned. But for some reason, they happen to know me, a lot of them, I suppose, that I've just been in public so much around on this job that people get acquainted with you that way.
Yeah.
But it's, however, it's very interesting, I have to say that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. Well, now, if you find out that there's a new baby with your name, and the couple might say to you, oh yes, he has your name. We named him.
My name, you mean?
Yeah.
Like we named him Perry or something.
Or we named him.
He's a namesake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say he's your namesake, or we named him
after,
uh-huh,
after you, or
yeah,
something like that.
Okay. Well, now, let's see here. Oh, have you had household pets here at some time? I know you've spoken about the horses, but how about the smaller one, the canine? Do you have?
Oh, I had a dog about 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He got killed, and I swore I'd never have another dog.
So that was that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd be familiar with at least a few ways of asking your dog to try to fend off another dog.
Yeah, sick 'em.
And if you're calling your dog, what might you say to him? What might
you
be?
Either whistle at him and say, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what about words for dogs of mixed parentage? Over.
Well, we refer to them as a mixed breed a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
So.
You ever hear of cur?
Yes.
I suppose mongrel would be a.
Yeah. Cur dog.
Uh-huh. Cur dog.
Yeah. It is usually, isn't a female dog referred to as a cur dog?
You know, you got me. Maybe. My folks raised St. Bernard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did.
But about the time I was born, they had their fill of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't get to have a St. Bernard or any other dog.
Well, they're big eaters.
Oh, they were huge. They were. I have the vaguest kind of memory of them. As I think I must have gotten rid of them when I was a couple of years old.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, they're
just had enough of them and didn't go back to.
They're very, very fine with children, I guess.
Oh, I guess
yeah.
So. Yeah.
Of
they're
course
coming into popularity again now.
Yeah, you know, in Switzerland they use them a lot in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
To rescue people, as the Saint Bernard is. It's a very, very fine dog in Switzerland. They use them to, if somebody gets lost in the mountains, they'll take two or three St. Bernards and fasten a kit on their neck,
mm-hmm,
with food in it, things like that. And this dog usually goes and rescues them, finds them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the value of the St. Bernard in Switzerland and in the mountains in Europe, in the Alps, around through there.
Oh, yeah, so they're tremendously powerful, aren't
they? Yes, they are.
Yeah. Well, now, if a dog turns on you, or you were describing it later, if he can really attack you, say,